The experience of divine wisdom is your sacred right. It is what awakens you to a spiritual path, and it is this inner knowing that helps you to make everyday decisions that are best and right for who you are as you discover and live a deliberate journey. In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, you will hear what insight, offerings, and truth have helped others. You may hear your own story in some of the stories of my clients as they have sought to heal themselves, to be in control of their life, to reclaim their authentic power, and to be happy. All of us are on a sacred path. When we live awake and present to this, we easily access the guidance of our inner wisdom. And the beauty of life that unfolds in perfect ways to help us manifest all of what we want. Our desire for greater understanding and a meaningful life is what inspires us to discover our greater purpose and to witness the infinite beauty and joy that is so abundant. I hope that each episode can offer something relevant and timely for you, and that the sacred path that you are on is one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth, as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. In this debut episode of the Wisdom Podcast, I would like to share with you the three practices of self-love that will inspire you to feel a greater confidence and appreciation of yourself, and to feel autonomous and powerful in the way in which you think about and in the feelings you hold of yourself. We are taught to look to others to love us in order to feel valuable and worthy. We also look to our love relationship to feel complete and to validate that we are somehow good enough. But how good are we at being able to practice self-love? Consider these questions. Do you look for others to love you? Are you able to love yourself first? Here are the most helpful and certain practices that will evoke self-love for you. I recommend that you make these a regular part of your life to reap the most benefit. So the first is to write a self-kindness journal or log each day, where you write words of kindness, appreciation, and love about and towards yourself. You can make this easily a 5-minute practice and as a way to begin your day. And it can also become what you do in your mind throughout the day. When we begin to think of and write words that depict best what it means to approve of and like ourselves, and then to begin thinking of ourselves in this way, we feel the effects of these positive statements as how we feel about ourselves. Just like we appreciate hearing kind and loving words from others, we feel the benefit of owning the positive and loving words that we choose and to direct these inward. Think about the idea of journal writing as messages of love that you adorn yourself with that are meant to help you feel the way in which you deserve to feel, and to have the power to be able to practice doing this for yourself each day. This is one of the most incredible things you can do to practice self-love. What you may begin to notice is that your inner dialogue or self-talk in general becomes far more kind and loving in all of your waking moments. The second practice of self-love is kind action directed within. We know how to take care of our loved ones with kind gestures and actions, but how good are we at doing this for ourselves? Consider what your needs are. Take care of your basic fundamental needs and be sure that you are doing things that you enjoy, things that you look forward to, practices in your life that allow you to feel good about yourself and the choices that you make. We don't need to wait on others to do things for us. We can practice kindness and love towards ourselves to feel good, to feel nurtured, and to feel loved. Simply ask yourself the question, what do I need in this moment? Ask it often. When you are able to take care of your needs, you are not relying or you are not dependent on others to do this. The better you are at knowing and then providing for yourself what your needs are, the happier you feel, the more nourished and cared for you become, the more content and peaceful you exist as. And you don't rely on others to take care of you. Others may do much to care for us, but it's important that we rely on ourselves for this. And the third practice of self-love is to challenge yourself to grow, to have new experiences, to try new things, to encourage yourself to do things that are outside of your comfort zone. What is most important is not whether you succeed at first or even at all, but rather that you have the willingness to try. Challenging yourself with new experiences teach you to be your biggest supporter, to apply your positive, loving self-talk to encourage, nurture, and grow. This is how you learn and transform yourself. And you can do so in the comfort of knowing that you are good enough and you are able to be successful at what new experiences you seek out. All of these help you to feel nourished, cared for, and loved. Be your biggest supporter, your most ardent love, and see how incredible this feels. And one side note to all of this loving self work that you are doing is that others are attracted to you because of your newfound confidence, your growing belief in yourself, and your ability to feel loved. We appreciate being around people who are positive and uplifting. This is what you become on the outside as you are expressing loving thoughts and holding the feelings of self-love inward. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes here and then join me at dorothyratusny.com where you can share your questions and feedback from this or any episode with me, and where you'll also find the Wisdom Blog, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and an extensive library of free guided meditations for you to experience and enjoy, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom and to live it. Live your best life now. In peace, gratitude, and love, this is Dorothy Ratusny. Satnam, Namaste.